John Keats, 1795-1821, was a British romantic poet. Although trained to be a surgeon, Keats decided to devote himself wholly to poetry. Keats' secret, his power to sway and delight the readers, lies primarily in his gift for perceiving the world and living his moods and aspirations in terms of language. The following is an excerpt from his poem Endymion, a Poetic Romance. The poem is based on Greek legend in which Endymion, a beautiful young shepherd and poet who lived on Mount Latmos, had a vision of Cynthia, the moon goddess. The enchanted youth resolves to seek her out and so wandered away through the forest down under the sea. Beauty, as we all know, increases with time. It is a joy forever, in the sense that it never terminates. A shady place under a tree, a good sleep full of sweet dreams and health. Every morning encircles with the flowery band. It binds us to the earth, makes us earthy men. In spite of all the depressions and repressions, the inhuman scarcity of noble natures and the dark days. But in spite of all, there is some shape or some sort of beauty which moves away the cloth from the dark spirits, like the sun, the moon, the trees, old and young, and all the innocent daffodils, which the green world they live in, and the clear water bodies, like the streams, the hot season, and the mild forest bushes and ferns, rich with a sprinkling of fair mox rose which blooms away there. The grandeur of the domes and the thought, the nostalgic feelings of mighty deads and all that. The lovely tales we heard or have read about tells us about the endless fountain, the eternal fountain of immortal drink which pours from the heaven's edge. So basically this poem is a peculiar portrayal of the beauty, the internal beauty, and not the external, of course. John Keats, a popular British romantic poet, tries to emphasize on the beauty of nature, and he also tries to bring out crucial events from life which makes the poem a adventurous and romantic one. Readers will love reading this poem. The rhyme scheme is very suitable. The literary devices of anaphor, metaphor, antithesis are quite well placed. Alliteration has found its peak here. And yes, it's easy to read the poem. Overall, the poem is a must for poetry readers and lovers like me. Thank you.